Chapter 17, Section 3. Luther starts the Reformation. Before you read, in the last section, you saw how the Renaissance spread to Northern Europe. In this section, you will see how Renaissance ideas helped bring about the Reformation. Causes of the Reformation. Why was the church criticized? By 1500, the influence of the church on the lives of people had weakened. Some people resented paying taxes to support the church in Rome. Others sharply criticized the church for some of its practices. Popes seemed more concerned with luxury and political power than with spiritual matters. The lower clergy had faults too. Many local priests lacked education and were not able to teach people. Some lived immoral lives. Reformers urged the church to change its ways to become more spiritual and humble. Christian humanists such as Erasmus and Thomas More added their voices to calls for change. In the early 1500s, the calls grew louder. Question 1. What kinds of changes did church critics want to make? Luther challenges the church. How did the Reformation begin? In 1517, a German monk named Martin Luther protested the actions of a church official. That person was selling indulgences. An indulgence was a kind of forgiveness. By paying money to the church, people thought they could win salvation. Luther challenged this practice and others. He posted a written protest on the door of a castle church. His words were printed and spread throughout Germany. This was the beginning of the Reformation, a movement for reform that led to the founding of new Christian churches. Question 2. What role did Martin Luther play in the Reformation? The response to Luther. What effects did Luther's protest have? Pope Leo X punished Luther for his views, but he refused to change them. Holy Roman Emperor Charles V, a strong Catholic, called Luther an outlaw. Luther's books were burned, but it was too late. Many of his ideas were already being practiced. The Lutheran Church started around 1522. In 1524, peasants in Germany hoped to use Luther's ideas about Christian freedom to change society. They demanded an end to serfdom, a condition like slavery. When it was not granted, they revolted. Luther disagreed with this revolt. German princes killed thousands in putting the revolt down. Some nobles supported Luther's ideas. They saw a chance to weaken the emperor's power over them. Other German princes joined forces against Luther's supporters. They signed an agreement to remain loyal to the Pope and the emperor. Supporters of Luther's ideas protested this agreement. They were called the Protestants. Eventually, the term Protestant meant Christians who belonged to non-Catholic churches. War broke out between Catholic and Protestant forces in Germany. It finally ended in 1555 with the Peace of Augsburg. This treaty granted each prince the right to decide whether his subjects would be Catholic or Protestant. Question 3. Why did Luther's ideas lead to war? England becomes Protestant. How did England become Protestant? The Catholic Church faced another challenge to its power in England. Henry VIII, the king, was married to a Spanish princess. She gave birth to a daughter. England had never had a female ruler. Henry feared a civil war would start if he had no son. He believed his wife was too old to have another child. He tried to get the Pope to annul or put an end to the marriage so he could remarry. The Pope refused. To remarry, Henry had to get out of the Catholic Church. In 1534, Henry had Parliament pass laws that created the Church of England. These laws made the king or queen, not the pope, head of the Church of England. Henry no longer had to obey the pope. Henry remarried 5 times. His only son was from his 3rd wife. One of Henry's daughters, Elizabeth, became queen in 1558. She finished creating a separate English church. The new church was called Anglican. It had some practices that would appeal to both Protestants and Catholics. In this way, Elizabeth hoped to end religious conflict. Question 4. What role did Henry VIII play in creating the Church of England?